12.
From Capital Finance Manager, DAS, Department of Administrative Services, an informational verbal briefing regarding new authority of Milwaukee County to issue conduit bonds. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thanks for joining us again.
Briefly, I wanted to just discuss bond option that the county has to assist with development and redevelopment within the community. They're called Midwest Disaster Bonds. The federal government made an allocation to the state of Wisconsin for about $3.8 million, and that's to be divided up by various counties within the state, including Milwaukee County. The initial allocation was about $50 million for each county. And then as of January 1st of this year, whatever wasn't used gets put into a pot for access to everyone. The type of bond is really a conduit bond. The county really doesn't do conduit bonding. We did some, and I want to say 1999 on the museum deal. Those of you, I think, Supervisor DeBruin and Supervisor Wash, I may have been here when we did that deal. But that was really the only conduit deal that we did. It was a tax-exempt deal. What this financing is similar to that. The county would issue the bonds for development, but we would have no liability. We wouldn't be backing the bonds or anything along those lines. The bonds are limited to damage that was caused by the 2008 flood that occurred here. You can use those type of bonds for multifamily rental development, low to moderate rental development, or you could use it for manufacturing facilities, medical facilities, buildings, restaurants, retail. And then there's some limits that you wouldn't be able to use it, for example, for like golf courses or country clubs and the like. Initially, the county did not have the authority to actually issue bonds. That authority was granted in 2010, and the chairman knows a lot about that since he was instrumental in that. But basically, it provides developers with an opportunity to access the tax-exempt market. These bonds would be exempt from federal taxes. There still would be state taxes that would have to be paid. But the federal exemption reduces the interest rate, and that would allow them to get money cheaper. The one component that is critical with this type of development, though, is that you still do have to have financing. You still have to be credit worthy, which means you'd have to get a bank that would be willing to finance and underwrite those bonds. We would just simply be a vehicle to access the tax-exempt market. So since the county was granted that authority, and these bonds would be eligible for the county to participate in this program until January 1st of 2013. The county also, after that point, and can do it now, has access to issue industrial revenue bonds. They're more limited. There's a cap on them of $10 million, but it is a vehicle to kind of assist with redevelopment. So in light of that, Supervisor Liskum had approached the DAS Fiscal to work with him and assist with developing an initiative that would actually involve the Economic Development Department with setting up an application process, a place for developers to approach the county and say, hey, we have this deal. We want your participation. Right now, we don't have that kind of a mechanism. And so we're going to be looking to develop that and come back and bring something forward to this body and subsequent to the full county board as to how we can assist with redevelopment within the county, deals that are occurring, possibly pairing up monies that we already have, whether it be block grant money or some of the money from the home program, but to try to get a bigger bang for the buck, because obviously if you're a developer and you're not credit worthy, then you really can't participate in this program. So in a nutshell, that's basically what it is.
Thank you. I'll just add one comment just for perhaps for clarification that while the Midwest Disaster Area Bonds came as a result of the flooding and natural disaster, they are not limited to repairing a property that was affected by the flood. Because of a very broad executive order, it's been just determined that they're eligible for any with limitation, obviously, of of the bonds and what their limitations are. They're eligible for use by any business in the state of Wisconsin that can meet those other criteria. So, for instance, we've got them being used downtown to build the U.S. Bank parking structure, the new structure, and I believe there's some housing projects that are also using them. They're all being floated as conduits by the city or by other entities. Cities and villages had this authority before last year. It's just new to Wisconsin counties through a change in state law that we accomplished last year. So,
Mr. Chairman, the use of the bonds is actually pretty broad, too. They've used about $200 million of the, meaning the state, about $200 million of the allocation has actually been used. Now, obviously, $200 million is a small piece of $3.8 billion, but $200 million is not a small number when you're talking about development. So there have been a number of people that have been in a situation to take advantage of this, and they have been utilizing the program.
Thank you. And do we have a sense of when you might come back with something, a recommendation in terms of a process and sort of for how we will move forward in terms of implementing a process and application and fees and et cetera?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we actually had already had our first meeting, and Mr. Dorsey and Allison Rozek from our staff, who both have extensive experience in this area, and Allison gets the honor of doing the blood share work. But in terms of a timeline, I think we were looking to initially sit down and start working on an application. I don't know if that's something we can do like by the next meeting, which I think would be March for you, but we would aim to try to do it as soon as possible. I don't know if you had anything to comment, Mr. Dorsey, but...
Yeah, we had talked about coming up with a process and getting information on the internet about what's available. One thing about this particular instrument, when Dr. Lass was here earlier, he talked about following up with businesses. And you know, part of economic development is about partnerships and following up and building relationships. And you know, that's something that we have to build the capacity to do. And that's something I'm working on doing so that you know we can identify the top 200 businesses and then which businesses may be interested in expanding. And these bonds could, if they have a decent credit situation, they could use these bonds to reduce some of their borrowing costs. So, you know, just getting one information out there, Pamela and Allison, we talked about that. And so hopefully what you'll see is we begin to figure out what our policies are, or what the process is going to be, and what the application will be. So maybe we can start getting some deals in and as well talk to developers and see what kind of deals are out there, as well as some of the larger corporations in Milwaukee who might be interested in expanding or starting their facilities. And, so hopefully by the next meeting we'll have a lot more for you if you can see something.
I appreciate the update. As many of you know, part of the reason I'm interested in us moving in this direction is the opportunity to capture some revenue that currently the cities are capturing. So to the extent, as you go forward in sort of recommending a process, we need to recognize that we're competing against them in terms of getting those projects. So we need a process that's going to put us in a good position as we go out there. So faster. Process and an easy process in terms of getting their project in front of us. Obviously, then we need to do the due diligence and whatnot, but so that we're in a competitive position. So I appreciate your efforts on this. Any other comments, questions? Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.